Tom Price's 6th district congressional seat is empty now that Price is the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. That seat has been solidly Republican for a very long time, but there's a chance it could go to a Democrat this time around during the special election on April 18th. With us to talk about the race is Greg Bluestein. He's a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Hi, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you. And also with us is Audrey Haynes, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Georgia. Hi, Audrey.
Good morning.
So this is what's called a jungle primary. What does that mean? I mean, it has nothing to do with the humidity or the wildlife, but what is a jungle primary?
Well, it means all 18 candidates, that's 11 Republicans, 5 Democrats, and 2 independents, are all on the same April 18th ballot. And it means regardless of party, and the top 2 vote getters, if no one gets 50% plus 1 of the vote, end up on a June 20th runoff. So that makes the political calculus very complicated for all the Republicans and Democrats and independents in the race who all are competing against each other and the other party at the same time.
So, Audrey, tell us a little bit about this seat, about the 6th district with strong roots in the Republican Party going back to Newt Gingrich. Tell us about this district.
Yeah, so in 1979, we saw the end of Democrats in that district, and Newt won. He had been pursuing that district for a while. And then afterwards, you saw basically Republicans really dominate from that time period. You had Johnny Isaacson, and Tom Price has, you know, just had a very comfortable time in the 6th district. It's a well-to-do district. It is an educated district. There's a lot of business orientation in there. And Tom Price himself is a very conservative Republican, and he has managed to win there handily over a long period of time.
And yet, Greg, you've written that this special election could be a litmus test for Trump support. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, as Professor Haynes said, Tom Price won this district with 60+% of the vote just about every time he went up for re-election. But Donald Trump only won it by 1 point. And this is a district that Mitt Romney carried 5 years ago with double digits. So this was an area that Marco Rubio won in Georgia's March presidential primary. And John Ossoff supporters and other Democrats think that it could be fertile ground for sort of a Trump backlash in April.
So let's take a listen to an attack ad against Ossoff, because we'll be talking about him in a moment. Ossoff went to Georgetown University when he was there. He appeared in a video campaign against the school's alcohol policy, and they have been playing bits of that video campaign Ossoff filmed. Here's a bit of it.
I'm Han Solo, captain of the Millennium Falcon. She's the baby ran 4 kegs by Dops and her 3 parsecs.
So not a terrible Chewbacca impression, but here's a little bit more from that attack ad.
John Ossoff, not honest, not serious, not ready. Sorry, Johnny, but the truth strikes back.
That's an attack ad funded by the Congressional Leadership Fund. Audrey, people are wondering if this kind of thing that tries to paint Ossoff as a sort of an elitely educated outsider or liberal will work or won't it? What do the voters think, or what are their priorities, I guess?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And it's hard to tell. I actually tried to get some data from the 6th district on some newer trends and some newer survey data, but there wasn't a lot there. So painting him as an elitist, well, it's a very educated district. Most of the people who live in the 6th district and work there are professionals. They've gone to college. A lot of them have postdoc degrees. It's highly tech-oriented. In fact, some of the Republicans who are running recognize that, and that's a part of their background. I don't think it's going to have much of an effect, except generally maybe a positive one, because the one thing that Ossoff really has going for him is he's in the lead. This is generating more momentum. He has a lot of outside support from outside the state. He has the full backing of a lot of different groups. And, you know, for him, it probably did more to help him than it did to hurt him, because by targeting him, they sort of put him, you know, in the spotlight. And that is a real benefit.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Audrey Haynes, a University of Georgia political science professor, and also Greg Bluestein from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We're talking about the race to replace Tom Price in the 6th Congressional District of Georgia. And when you say he has outside support, there was even a wine shop in Portland holding a fundraiser for Ossoff, with offering a Southern feast for $60 a plate. And this is the thing that has kind of made a lot of headlines, Greg, is the amount of money Ossoff have been able to collect. The website Daily Kos raised more than $1 million for him. Why?
Yeah, and also I'll say that John Ossoff is going to be in Washington today, and he has a fundraiser with Nancy Pelosi and other top House leaders. The party has rallied around him, and the amount of money he claims to have raised, and we can't verify it yet, but he claims to raise more than $3 million is just astounding in the opening months. And he announced in January, and it's the Ides of March, and he's already raised more than $3 million for a special election that's usually seen as a shoe-in for Republicans. And that has really galvanized a lot of attention behind his campaign. I'd also add, too, that other Republicans, candidates even, are marveling at his ground game. I mean, I live in the 6th, and his canvassers have visited my district now twice, my neighborhood now twice. So there's just a lot of also distraction and fractured on the Republican side, because you've got candidates who are cozying up to Donald Trump, saying that they're the number one 100% supporters of Trump, and others who are barely mentioning his name. So it's kind of a skewed field on the Republican side, and there's so many high profile names on the Republican side, there's no one to rally around on that side yet.
And that's what makes this race so interesting. Audrey, let me go to you, because Ossoff's I guess rallying cry is "Make Trump Furious." Could that play in this district that very narrowly went for Trump in the election?
Well, you know what? I think he has to be very careful, because a special election like this, there's a large element of mobilization. So, you know, the good thing is it is getting national attention, so many more people are going to know, and there's going to be more turnout. On the Democratic side, I've never seen quite so much organization. I mean, you had a lot of support for Barack Obama in 2008, and there was a novelty and great themes, but, I mean, there is so much. It's almost as if the Democratic Party woke up and said, oh, my God, if we don't do something, we're in trouble, and they're really acting on it. So, you know, he really has to play on that. But at the same time, if there are any voters, for example, some of those turnout voters, they turned out in 2012 for a Democratic candidate, but they didn't turn out in 2016. He's got to focus on them. Non-college women, that's one area of group that tends not to like Trump, but they have to be mobilized too. He's got a lot of younger people. I mean, one benefit to this district is there are a ton of young people under the age of 44, and that may help him. But he may want to be like Rob Portman and talk about issues that matter to the people in that district, because it is a congressional race. And, you know, sometimes national politics plays a role, and it may in this case, but very often congressional races are a little different. But what Greg was saying, and Greg's done a great job covering this race, I've been reading all of his pieces, you know, Ossoff is doing the ground game. He's got help from the Democratic Party. I know the people like Rebecca DeHart in Atlanta, they are working really hard for him. So he has a chance, but you know, the district is not biased toward him.
Yeah, okay. So, Greg, let me put this to you then. If, and this is a big if, because we know from very recent past experience that polls can't always tell us a whole story, if John Ossoff wins this seat, what does that mean for the Democrats? They seem to think it means a sort of a real symbolic victory against the Republican Party and Donald Trump. Are they right? Greg?
I'll preface this by saying that Republicans are still supremely confident they'll take the seat, and they think that in a runoff, that his advantages will be neutralized, because runoffs tend to be an older electorate that's more conservative. But John Ossoff I think it's safe to say he's going for the knockout punch. It's an outside shot, but he's going to go for the...
Meaning he's trying to get 51% or more.
Yep, 50% plus one in April. And there are some Republican campaigns that are beginning to get worried about that. Because if Ossoff wins, It will be a national statement. This is the most competitive and one of the first special elections since Trump's victory. So it would say a lot, and that's why it's become a national story. That's why Washington Post, New York Times have all put this race on their front pages, and it's been all over the airwaves because this is sort of a symbolic moment in the post-Trump era.
Go ahead, Audrey.
If he does win, and you know, there's a slim chance that may happen. It will be a rallying cry, and a lot of elected members of Congress will be paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that's a warning shot.
Yes, that you know maybe doing everything that you're doing right now is not the best idea, because you know we have had sort of a shift. We've had so much change. We could talk about it in terms of the parties for a long time, but we've seen somewhat of a flip. In the two parties. And if Trump can't deliver to those working class voters that he, you know, has brought in and pulled over from the Democratic Party, that's a big question. You know, I would say that 2018 is going to be very interesting. If we win now, if the Democratic Party wins now, that's amazing. But in 2018, so much more will have happened, and there'll be so much more fodder, so much reality that has been produced, that we're going to see voters making some really tough decisions, I think.
That is UGA Professor Audrey Haynes and also AJC reporter Greg Bluestein talking about the race to replace Tom Price in the 6th Congressional District. Greg and Audrey, thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Celeste.